Module 5. Be a leader.
Leadership is one of those words that gets tossed around a lot without ever really being defined. And here's why. Like everything else we've looked at in exploring your potential, it's really individual to each of us. When you approach the idea of leadership the same way you approached everything else in this program, investigating what it means for you, seeing if you really want to ramp up those skills of yours to the next level, you can really leverage everything you know to rise as high as you want to go. Taking on leadership roles is an incredible opportunity to invest in yourself and empower people around you. In this module, you'll get a chance to define leadership for yourself, take an honest look at your own level of ambition, and also think carefully about what you value most. Contrary to popular belief, leadership isn't about telling people what to do. It's about guiding a team, empowerment, establishing trust, and setting the bar higher. A real leader knows who they are and stays true to that. These are the kind of people who inspire great change in the world. Consider positioning yourself to become a leader, and take a look at how you can make it a sustainable way of life to improve yours and potentially that of many others. Embodying the qualities of a leader can unlock countless opportunities to lead a better life.
Leadership comes naturally to some people. They find themselves instinctively organizing, managing, teaching, and fixing problems, presenting solutions, taking charge, even taking ownership. Others make a conscious decision to lead. They see opportunities to make an impact. They recognize their ability to do something that others aren't, can't, or won't, or that they can do differently or better. And they step up. They often study other leaders, strategies, and best practices to prepare themselves to assume higher positions. Leadership isn't just about business and making money. Although in the professional sense, leaders certainly do more and make more. Leadership takes all kinds of forms, all of which are about building, creating, and inventing. This is a higher level of moving through the world, and stepping up to it improves your ability to earn money, craft a better lifestyle, and be more competitive and attractive as talent. Knowing how to lead unquestionably opens you up to far more options in life. When it comes to your life and work, leadership can unlock countless opportunities to lead a bigger life with more engagement, influence, power, and autonomy. What is leadership? There are so many kinds of leaders, from community leaders, religious ones, and from political figures to crusaders for social justice. Leadership isn't just about the traditional office model, where a boss tells people what to do. There's a big difference between being a boss, whom people follow only because of the job title, and a leader, whom people follow because of respect and inspiration. Leadership involves solving problems, implementing solutions, instigating change, offering hope, and giving others a chance to grow and shine. Even the traditional definitions of leadership, such as management, leading teams, and business ownership, require these skills. But all leadership has one thing in common. It's all about change. It doesn't matter whether that change is a business, social, environmental. Anytime you instigate or organize a change that involves other people, you're in a leadership role. It's why leaders are sometimes called change agents. Online, we have an activity called Leadership Qualities. We're going to have you think about a leader that you've watched and admired, whether you know them personally or not. Then we're going to have you describe the characteristics that you admire most about this person. Next, list some actions that this person has taken that you admire. Then we're going to have you think of a situation where you took a leadership role. Maybe this was in student government, a youth group, or an event in your family or community. Maybe it was mentoring someone or standing up for something you believe in and serve as a role model. Whatever it was, take a few minutes to really think about what characteristics you showed and what actions you took. Think about some of the following questions that I'm giving you here and describe your experiences online. Did you build on something that already existed, or did you create it from scratch? What about it did you enjoy? How did others respond? What kind of feedback did you get? Most importantly, how did you create an impact? Look over what you write online carefully. Would you want to learn how to do that better, more efficiently, or on a larger scale? If the answer is yes, then it's time to check out your level of ambition. But first, let's look at what other young leaders are up to around the world. Then we'll check back in to see how motivated you are to lead. New world leaders. Right now, the world needs leaders more than ever. People who can step up to the biggest challenges and find solutions, create organizations, innovate, and rally others to make a positive impact. And this is all happening. All across the globe, young people in particular are changing their situations and addressing world challenges by taking it upon themselves to become leaders in areas like the environment. Boyan Slat is a young Dutch innovator who started cleaning up the ocean with the Science Fair project. Today, he develops advanced technologies through his company, The Ocean Cleanup, which aims to rid the oceans of plastic. Boyan has been celebrated by the King of Norway, was featured on Foreign Policy's Global Thinkers List, and is the youngest recipient of the UN's Champion of the Earth Award, its highest environmental honor. Cross-cultural understanding. Jessica Beinecke is a young, bubbly, blonde American woman who teaches American English slang to millions of Chinese fans. With more than 150 million video views of her short, fun, and quirky spots, her star is rising fast. Jessica is now interacting with some of the biggest Chinese leaders, athletes, and celebrities in the world, like NBA basketball star Yao Ming and Jack Ma, founder of Alibaba, the largest Chinese e-commerce company with well over $100 billion in revenue. Business. Patrick Kovacs was a young Hungarian entrepreneur who wondered why there was little support for others like him. After launching the first major organization to support peers in Hungary, he went on to launch the Young Entrepreneurs Organization of the European Union. Patrick is also an advisor to the EU on global youth employment. Health. Galen Welsh, a former Peace Corps volunteer, started Jibu Water in Kampala, Uganda, with an innovative approach to solving the African water crisis. Through this social franchise model, he provides seed financing for locals to become franchisees and create their own safe drinking water businesses in underserved African communities. Education. Naima Butt is a young Pakistani woman who founded an educational theater company called Pillage, pioneering peace education through the performing arts. Naima was also president of World Merit Pakistan, a former national football player of Pakistan, UN youth champion and team member for UN Women, and general secretary of Pakistan US Alumni Network, all by the age of 25. Justice. Barcy Coley is a Liberian musician and CEO of Empowering Youth Through Entrepreneurship in Liberia. He raps about important causes that affect his community and the world at large. The World We Want is his song that he wrote to highlight the impact of climate change, global warming, and economic meltdowns. A later song of his was featured as part of the UN's He for She initiative, where Barcy performed all over Liberia as part of a 16-day stretch of activism concerning gender equality and gender-based violence. His music focuses on raising awareness regarding women's issues around the world. In today's global community, your leadership possibilities are truly limitless. What kind of leader could you be? This module will guide you through how to leverage your ambition into the kind of leadership that most appeals to you, how to make sure you position yourself correctly for the climb, and how to start building a foundation that will let you grow into a leader that others want to follow. Whether as a social entrepreneur, business leader, philanthropist, or anyone else who implements change in the world. Assessing your ambition. As with everything else we've talked about in exploring your potential, the most important thing in leadership is understanding who you are and how you work. Let's look at a few questions that will help you determine your interest in rising to another level and possibly assuming a leadership role, whether as a social activist, a manager, owner, consultant, or making an impact in your community. Online, we have an activity called Your Ideal Leadership Role. First, we're going to have you think about a leadership role that you'd like to assume. If you're actively pursuing one right now, use that. If you're not, choose one that seems reasonable and attainable for the next few years. Briefly describe your aspirations or existing work. Answer as best as you can. The more specific, the better, because it makes the goal that much more real and attainable. After that, we're going to also have you assess your level of ambition. We'll ask you questions like, how much research on this organization, position, or type of responsibility have you done? Have you asked for advice or consulted experts so you can understand what it's like to get to this level? How clear is your understanding of what it would really take? How hard are you willing to work to get to that level? How motivated are you to get to that level of leadership? What steps can you take to keep progressing in the right direction? Is anything holding you back from pursuing this goal? There are no right or wrong answers. Like everything else, it's about honestly and accurately assessing who you are so you can have the life you want. Advice from industry pros. Steve McAndrews is the head of emergency operations for the American Red Cross. With more than 15 years of working with the Red Cross, he has been on the front lines of some of the biggest disasters in recent history. He has helped with natural disasters in Asia, Africa, South America, Haiti, the Caribbean, and even Syria, to name a few. If anyone knows how to be a leader, it's Steve. When disasters strike, we need solid people to take charge and help others do the things that need to be done in a calm and effective manner. Steve is an outstanding example of someone who has incredible leadership skills.
My name is Steve McAndrew. I am the head of emergency operations for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. The International Federation of Red Cross is the coordinating body which manages and coordinates all the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies of the world. I'm one of only three of the leading global Red Cross response managers in the world. There's no higher level at this moment, and I'm at the height of my career. My position is to manage and lead our large-scale operations. And the large-scale operations are the ones that require international assistance. So recently I returned from the migrant crisis, which is currently happening in Europe, in Greece. I was head of operations for the Nepal earthquake, which happened in April in 2015. The previous year I was head of operations for Ebola in West Africa, to one of my biggest in 2010, I was head of operations for the Haiti earthquake. My position requires me to really get other people to do their job well. I think to make a difference in the world, you have to do the basics for sure. So one of the most important things I learned is how to listen, and I mean really listen. I didn't listen to anyone until I was about 30, 35 years old. And only now I believe I'm listening just slightly better, but I learned enough to listen to others. And once I learned to listen, I realized what people, in order to get something done in this world, you have to work with others, or I do. And especially in my line of work, it's all about working with others. And in order to work with others, you have to listen to them. But not only listen, you have to respect and really understand where they're coming from. So I was lucky enough to learn that we're all the same, no matter where you come from, your education, your value, what do you have in your bank account. We all need the basic things of food, shelter, water, and healthcare just to survive on this planet. And so my work has been just really providing those. To change the world, I think you really need to change yourself first. So I learned, somehow, some way, I changed myself, and I really changed myself by listening to others and becoming responsible. A lot of people want to change the world, but most people don't want to change themselves. I did not want to change myself, but once I did a little bit, I found out the benefits were kind of exponential. Like things I can do, I do them well, and I learned this from my father. He said, if you can't do something, it's fine, you can't do it. You have to go learn how to do it, but things you can do, do them well. And I still do that now. I'm on time. I'm never late for a meeting. 20 years, I've never been late. When I get an email, I answer it right away. When I do my math and my budgets, they're correct because I can. Because I'm not a specialist, but what I can do, I make sure I do it really well, and I just stay focused. When I lead some of our big response teams, I definitely have to lead by influence. The way I have kind of learned how to influence is actually, first of all, by my own actions, and I'm aware of my environment. So I work in very chaotic environments, conflicts, disasters, the aftermath of disasters, horrible epidemic outbreaks. And I realize that in those environments, what's really required is calmness, stability, confidence, clarity, and direction. So mainly when I show up in some of these big operations, I just bring consistency and I bring confidence, which people feel. If you're confident in yourself, others can feel that, and that influences others. So I'm confident in what I know, and I'm also confident in what I don't know. So I never pretend or act like I know something that I don't. Most of the people I work with are smarter, younger, and more capable than me. And I never try to fool anyone and act like I'm not. I actually just give them confidence. So I would say by being a leader, what I'm really doing is I'm giving people confidence to do their job. I know where I'm coming from. So part of knowing who you are, just the YSN exercises that help you define who you are, what made you what you are, that is key, because you really can't, until I found out about myself, I really couldn't even recognize other cultures. I'm at ease with myself, and therefore I'm at ease with others. And I follow basic steps. I don't assume anything. I do my homework before I go somewhere. Learn the culture, learn the basics, learn the do's and don'ts. And I don't assume that anyone is like me ever. I've had a fabulous career because of the people around me who I've worked with. I feel like it's been an honor. I've achieved everything I achieved by others who were working with me and believed in me. Find who you are and then follow that path.
Values-based leadership. Online, we asked you to write about a leader that you admire. It's a safe bet that you chose someone who has integrity, someone who does what they say they will do, and who acts in the world the way that they say they will. The reason that's a safe bet is that this is the secret to all great leaders. They know what they value, and they continuously choose to live those values in every decision and action. Each one of us has this power because it's a choice. Each one of us has the power to become someone who can cultivate action to support whatever it is we care about. Community, the culture around us, social change, a cleaner world, more justice, a more comfortable lifestyle. The way to become a leader that others want to follow is to get very clear on what you value, and then choose to use that to guide everything that you do. Even choosing one value to live by, such as gratitude or positivity, can have a huge ripple effect on the world around you. At its heart, this is what leadership is, becoming the person that you want to be, and therefore serving as an example to others who are on similar paths. When we do this, we become a beacon, drawing the right people and situations in our direction. You can also think of this as ethical leadership or as leading by example. It's the most powerful way to lead and also the basis for any true leadership. Being clear about your values is critical to sculpting the life you want. When we know what we care about most, it's easier to make decisions, show courage, and step up to leadership. But most of us never really take the time to think about this. Luckily, that's exactly what we're going to do next. It's time to create your top five values list. A value is something you care about more than other things. Values are your principles or standards of behavior. They represent your personal judgment of what's important in life. In a minute, we're going to talk about some examples of values to get you started on your list, but feel free to add your own. Remember, this is about what you care about, not your family, friends, religious organization, or community thinks that you should care about. Take the time you need to get clear on this. Getting clear about your values is arguably the most important thing that any of us can do to sculpt the lives that we want. Some of the most common values include family, integrity, friends, kindness, compassion, wealth, discipline, respect, gratitude, or presence. Online, we're going to ask you to list your top five values. Again, feel free to add any of your own. Then look at what you've written. Think about the words that you chose to describe your values. Before moving on, make sure it really represents you. If it doesn't, work at it some more. When you're happy with your list, Consciously decide that you will, from here on out, take these top five values and make them the most important things in every interaction you have with other people and with yourself. Be thoughtful about who you are and how you present yourself, and do it in all aspects of your life. Stand by your words. Have hard conversations when you know that's the right thing to do. Don't be afraid to go against popular opinion. Not only will this make you a happier person, but believe it or not, it will also begin to set you up as a leader and get you noticed. Because how you show up is what makes you a leader. This isn't always easy, but like anything, the more you practice it, the more it becomes second nature. This change of consciousness on your part will start to change how you look at the world, and in turn, how the world sees you. How we choose to walk through this world is impactful far beyond the scope of our own inner circle. You don't need to be bold and outspoken to be someone who leads from their values. Even the shyest person can become a remarkable leader just by making their values the most important thing in every interaction. Planting yourself firmly in what you believe to be right and true can spread globally, faster than you can imagine, making a real difference in the problems of the world. This is especially true if you're in a homogeneous or very conservative community, an emerging market, or a high crime area. By actively changing the tone of the conversations around you, talking in a way that adheres to your values, you will make a difference. Just think of the long tail effect that a few comments can have. Long tail is a statistical term that has come to represent a cultural phenomenon. It's when some small occurrence ends up having a significant number of impacts down the road. Like when a comment from a politician or a celebrity gets broadcasted around the world and lives on in print, online, and people's memories for years. You too have the power as an individual to change someone's experience. And when it comes down to it, this is what makes a leader. Actions and words reverberate. The decisions you make impact how others see you in the world. To be seen as a leader, get clear on your values and live them every day. Remember, though, that they may change as you move through life. Set a time every year to revisit your top five values list and see if it still holds true. In fact, mark it on your calendar right now, 1 year from today. Create a strong foundation. We've talked a lot about how to position yourself in a leadership role. Some of this takes enormous effort. Now we want to hit on another topic that affects everyone, from people first starting out on a leadership path to people who are mid-career to even the most prolific and famous global leaders of any age, your sustainability. Sure, you can work hard to make an impact, innovate, and lead, and you can love every single minute of it. But if you haven't created a strong foundation, at some point, you're going to crash and burn out. Having a strong foundation means that you're taking care of yourself. It isn't possible otherwise. While you can, of course, get away with bad habits or practices for some time, especially when you're young, like forgetting to eat, not sleeping, developing addictions, or neglecting friends, family, even bills in the pursuit of something big and powerful, all of this comes at a price. And that price is usually your health, wellness, or financial security. Now is the time to assess how stable your foundation is. See where it needs some boosting, and make any changes you need to make sure that you're set up for success. I'm going to read you a list, and when you get a chance to go online, you're going to rank them from 1 to 10, with 1 being the least and 10 being rock solid. Rate how solid these aspects are in your life. As you think about how stable your foundation is, think about the environments or situations where you feel you're at your best. Emotional support, like relationships, people you can talk to. Professional support, like mentors, trainings, etc. Job security. Financial support. Education. Cash flow and savings. Family. Friends. And health. If you're ranking these high, your foundation is pretty solid. But if you're ranking them low, consider how much you feel you need this aspect. If you do, brainstorm ways that you can strengthen this in your life and write them down. The next level of leadership. This is an amazing time right now, and the opportunities are astounding. There are CEOs and millionaires who are only in their 20s, and people in their 40s who are running governments, even countries. You don't have to wait to make a major difference in the world. The world is wide open, and young people are being accepted on more levels in more governments, corporations, and hierarchies than ever before. Whether you're just starting out or already have your own company or organization, the way to stay vital is to keep improving. Anyone can be a better leader, even if it's just the personal leadership in your family. Even heads of state are always learning, improving, and watching other leaders to see how it's done. One of the best ways to improve your leadership skills is by leveraging the knowledge of others. Joining leadership organizations is a great way to learn about the larger world and your opportunities in it. It also gives you a chance to interact with tons of other young people while working in teams to tackle problems and create innovative solutions. You may even obtain access to training so that you can learn how to present your ideas and yourself to some of the biggest business leaders and officials around. Take a look around your community, your college, your neighborhood, and see what's available to you. Get involved. Next, there are literally thousands of young leaders in the world on a mission, working aggressively every day to tackle big problems and capitalize on opportunities to make the world a better place. Get to know some of them so you'll be inspired by their efforts. We like to call it positive peer pressure, when positive influences are so inspiring, you feel compelled to do more and be more yourself. Connect with these young leaders on social media. Engage them in conversations. Study what they do. Give yourself the opportunity to become one of them. This is a regular habit, even if you do it passively. Raise the bar on yourself. Learn from others who are better than you, and emulate their characteristics and traits that speak to you. Keep asking yourself what more you can do to get better. Invest in yourself, empower others, and set yourself up for more leadership possibilities. Think you can do better? Learn to listen. It's not a given. Listening is something most of us could do a much better job of. There's a lot we can learn from others around us if we are truly present and listening. If we're too busy trying to get our own points across, or if we're too distracted by other things, it's not only a sign of disrespect, but it's an opportunity lost. Read whatever you can in every field that interests you, and even in some that don't. A friend of ours, Jonathan, embodies this practice perfectly. Even though he's a leading attorney and lobbyist, he reads medical journals for fun, just because he finds them interesting. It doesn't matter the topic. It's never a bad idea to feed or fuel your intellectual curiosity. Study people you admire to learn proven principles and strategies. All strong leaders do this. Observe everything and write down anything important you learn from it. TED Talks are free online videos of leaders presenting their perspectives on a wide variety of topics, for example. Become clear on your goals, your personal mission, and your values, and seek out others who share the same ones. Take on more responsibilities and projects whenever possible, especially ones that challenge you to learn something new. Find opportunities to lead teams of people working towards a common goal. Ask people you trust for feedback on how you're doing and what you can improve. Practice public speaking. Live your values in everything you do. Lastly, be sure to practice your soft skills, also called people skills. Remember, we covered this earlier on the module in core competencies. These are the skills that let you interact effectively with others, such as listening, communicating, and practicing empathy. The stronger you can get in these, the stronger a leader you will become. Online, we have an activity I love. It's called An Organization I May Want to Lead One Day. We're going to ask you to go out and find an organization that you may want to lead yourself. Research it. Go visit them. Meet them. Attend a meeting. Talk to their leaders about what they do if you can. Or just show up and register your interest and become part of their efforts. Connect in some meaningful way. And when you're done, tell us about it online. Advice from industry pros. Sergio Fernandez de Cordoba came to the United States from Peru at the age of 9 and started his first business when he was 12. As a serial entrepreneur and part of the United Nations Sustainable Development Fund and the New York Global Leadership Dialogue, Sergio finds leadership to be more about education, listening, and the desire for innovation than about power. Another key aspect of leadership for him is travel. As he says, get off the internet, and get on a plane.
My name is Sergio Fernandez de Cordova. I am a serial entrepreneur who's focused on a cross-sections of media, social impact, and government. The journey for me started when I was 9 and came to the U.S. on vacation and decided to stay. Started my business when I was 12. It was a small town publication that ended up growing by 2008 to be the second largest publisher in Northern Jersey. Growing up in Peru and coming to the United States, it was a very dramatic change in life. And coming to the U.S. and becoming an immigrant. Hence, the challenges were much greater than just your average 9-year-old trying to find their way in a new country, new culture. And I found that entrepreneurism was really the only way that I could make things happen on my own. Having built businesses in the U.S. and going back to my home country after not being there for many, many years, the thirst for knowledge was much greater than what I had been dealing with. When I looked outside and then looked back in, I started to realize it. I was like, wow, and there's a lot of experience that I could teach, a lot about, you know, just perseverance and focus and just doing it. And I think influence is leadership, right? When you look at, you know, power is, what does that mean? You're the CEO of a company, but it's not about power. It's about how you lead, how you do things. What people perceive as power, but what one is doing is leading. You know, you could influence by doing. You could influence by showing others. I believe that today, in a world that is so interconnected, we have not only an opportunity, but a responsibility. By really utilizing the tools around you to influence others, you know, by educating them. Education, hence, creates influence. And if you could educate them about, hey, that there's others that, you know, can do, can get involved, can travel, can start a business, can be a social entrepreneur. It's one of the reasons why, you know, media has also been such a powerful piece in everything that I do. Media in the advertising community, we tell people what to do, what to wear, where to shop, where to travel, what's cool, what's not. And why isn't that utilized to educate folks? Why are we not utilizing that same power of influence? There's power. I saw the vacuum when I was trying to build, and very few people helped me. And those that did really made a difference in my life. At that moment, I said, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm not going to be here and just do this and then all of a sudden go live on an island. Why isn't everybody looking at this conversation of leadership and being a young leader in today's world as a 20 to 30 to 40 year conversation? And really became fascinated with the fact of really interconnecting people and playing it forward. And I said, you know, it's not about meeting someone and then saying, oh my God, what can we do together now? But really more about how are you just, you know, connecting people, listening, right? We have two of these and one of these. And it's really leadership is also listening. When you're in a room full of young leaders, I think that the feeling that one gets or I get is just really inspired. Right? You leave more inspired than you showed up and listening to what everybody's working on, sharing. I think one of the greatest things that comes out of bringing young leaders together from around the world is the sharing of what everyone's working on, right? The shared experiences and shared education and learning is really the most important part. It's fascinating because just when you thought you've heard it all, there's someone else focused on something even more amazing, whether it's someone focused on working with tribes in the Amazon to, you know, working in nanobiotech to curing cancer at 16 years old. And I mean, you start to look around the room and it's really humbling. I think that's one of the greatest things about being surrounded by so many leaders is that humility really is also very important because you surround yourself by people that are humbler than the other one. Technology has created young next-gen leadership at an accelerated space. You know, you have a Mark Zuckerberg who was in his 30s of replacing CEOs of companies that are in their 70s. And I think that when you look at political leadership, the same thing is happening. The politicians are now saying, how can we be more entrepreneurial? How can we be more intrapreneurial? How can we be more innovative? How do we teach our people? How do we teach our youth? How do we engage our youth? I have the honor in some cases to sit with world leaders, presidents, and because they want to hear from someone who's doing it, someone who's lived it, and someone that also understands them. Because a lot of what you'll get with politicians and political leaders, they're no different. They're humans. And at the end of the day, they want to know how to do their job better. They want to be innovative. And they're just literally asking for help. Young up-and-coming leaders and that want to be more involved globally should be more involved globally. And by that, I mean get off the internet. And I think that the where people forget from a global conversation is that, oh, I have 100 friends in 100 countries. And yeah, but have you gone and visited them? Have you shown up? Jump on a plane, you know, spend a weekend, spend a day. Many people say, oh, I have to go to Asia, I have to spend a week. To go to Australia, I need 2 weeks. Well, why not just a couple of days and then go back again and go back again? I think that where the internet and connectivity lacks is culture and the fact that you don't know someone unless you've really met them, right? You know, you could read all you want about a person, but they want somebody to come, show up, learn, see what I'm doing, see what's going on in my country, my town, my city, my company, and help me. People respect that. You know, it's not that, oh my God, you were here for 2 days. It's like, you know what? You came, you showed up. And I think that you will see the doors open. And really, as part of that global leadership perspective as well, is just find the right organizations that meet what you are passionate about. And sometimes people say to me, it's like, oh, that's great, Sergio, but I don't know what I'm passionate about. Well, you're not gonna find out if you don't go and figure it out, right? You're not gonna find out if you don't show up. And not to be cliche, but you have to just do it.
Summary. When it comes to leadership or anything you do in your life or career, your level of success is completely up to you. Ambition is the most vital element. There is a leadership role for every level of ambition, big or small. We hope this module has helped you get clear on what you're feeling passionate and ambitious about, and that you've received some great tips on how to be a strong, positive, and impactful leader. We're excited to see where you take your leadership abilities.